Coach Steve Dozier, as in fact, we can say former Prairie and Marion coach Steve Dozier for this one.
That's right.
You had your hand in both of these
programs. I did. 6 years at Marion and, 14 here. So, this is a fun day for me.
Yeah, and you get a chance to see these two teams go at it. It should be a very entertaining and a very good non-conference game here this afternoon as Marion comes in 2-0 on the year. They are rated fourth in the state in Class 4A basketball. The Prairie Hawks come in at 1-2. A little deceiving as Prairie coming off a two-point loss last night to top 15 rated Cedar Falls in Class 5A in Mississippi Valley Conference play. Meanwhile, the Marion Indians coming in, we mentioned at 2-0, and they're coming off a big win on the road at Solon in interdivisional play, if you will, in the WOMAC Conference. Our high school basketball is presented once again by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, the entire staff, everyone over at First Federal Credit Union for presenting high school basketball. We do appreciate it. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And this is the non-conference game that you want. You don't have to travel 2 hours. You don't have to get on a bus on a Saturday morning at some very early hour, or at least a somewhat early hour. You're 15, 20 minutes away. The girls know each other from AAU. They've played against one another for a long, long time. This is the type of non-conference game you like to see.
It is. We scheduled this about 6 years ago because of that reason. We used to have to go play Pleasant Valley, Bettendorf, and Muscatine. Well, we were finally, because the WOMAC got so big, it was hard to pick up those teams. And so we picked up Marion and was able to drop one of the teams out east there. And so, yeah, it makes it great. And you get more fans. You get good traveling. Marion brought a good contingency over today. And it's great to see a lot of our students and fans here today on a Saturday.
On a Saturday afternoon. And they should be treated to a pretty darn good basketball game. Marion got a big win last night. They shot the lights out. Marion with 11 three-pointers against the Solon Spartans last night. And they were led by Caitlin Smith, who hit three three-pointers. Maddie Knapp also had three three-pointers last night for the Indians. A very young Marion team, but a very talented Marion team as well. And we got to see some of the freshmen who are now sophomores a year ago, like Chloe Rice and Mia Lauby and Caitlin Smith. They're a year older, a little wiser, and it's another good crop of freshmen that have been added to the mix here for Corby Lauby.
Yeah, 16 out of his 20 girls on this roster, in his program, are freshmen and sophomore. And Corby said, "We're young," but then he hesitated. He goes, "But we're talented." So he's got a really young group that's a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but they're very skilled group and led by Chloe Rice, and it's going to be a fun, and by Mia Lauby and Caitlin Smith. Those three are the keys, and he's got some freshmen he's going to see a lot of playing time today as well. Corby likes this team. He said they're young, they're energetic, and they're competitive, and those are really good combinations. And so this will be a fun game because both teams are fairly young. Prairie came off, and you hate to say a nice loss, but last night gave him some confidence because of the Iowa City West. They didn't shoot very well, but last night they shot extremely well and hit seven threes and had a chance, free throw to tie or win it. So that shows some really good promise for Prairie.
Well, the one thing about basketball is you don't have to wait too long to get back on the court. And this is probably the best medicine that Prairie could have after a tough loss. And as far as the mental aspect is concerned, one thing to watch for Prairie is, yeah, there was a letdown last night. You had a big top 15 Cedar Falls team, and you took them right down to the wire. And mentally, you got to get back up again for another highly rated team, although it's a non-conference affair.
Right, and these games help because the quicker you can forget those, the better it helps your team. So, last night, they're ranked, they're highly ranked, come in here, and Prairie played them very well. And talking to some people who were at the game said Prairie easily could have won that game. So there's a lot of good things that came away from that game last night.
And as far as Marion is concerned, this is a game against a 5A school and a bigger school and a school in the metro area. If you're Marion, you got to be up and ready to play this game.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity for Marion. Playing a 5A school, not having to travel far, but it still gives them some different experiences. And Corby's not scared to play a 5A school, especially with this group, too. I mean, he's constantly looking for challenges for this Marion squad.
Marion, number four in Class 4A. They made it to a regional final last year, I believe, losing to Waverly Shell Rock. And that was a team that was young. This team is still young, but they are building and looking ahead to bigger and better things. It's a very balanced group as well. Mia Lauby leading the way at 11.5 points per game. Chloe Rice at 9 a game. Ellie Harold, who played here at Prairie last year before moving over to Marion, averaging 7 points a game. And then Caitlin Smith at 8.5. Bella Sade in there, coming off the terrific All-State volleyball season. She's going to play volleyball at Nebraska Omaha in a couple of years. And she's a big help in the middle at 6'2 and only a junior. She's averaging 6 points a game. So you just can't concentrate on one or two of these Marion Indians.
No, and Bella Sade's going to be, she, you know, just seeing her last year, she's so much improved from over a year, and to be, you know, coming off volleyball. But, you know, if she wanted to concentrate on basketball, she's got the skills to play college as well. But she's pretty excited, she said, to go. I think it's Nebraska Kearney.
Nebraska Omaha.
Oh, Nebraska Omaha. So she's excited about that, she said. And it's kind of nice, she said, to have that off, off, you know, the future plans. Now she knows where she's going. She can just have fun now playing.
And then this Prairie team is similar a little bit to this Marion team, because the Hawks can hit you with a whole bunch of different people. Sarah Schmidt, their terrific freshman, averaging 6 points a game. Taylor Monk in there as well. Olivia Usher leading the way. She's the senior leader of this team in there, along with Mackenzie Stauffer and Lindsay Altenhoffen. Of course, Usher at 11 points per game, but then you've got some youngsters as well. You got Jenna Wagamaster. You got Hallie Person coming off the bench. So Prairie has some youth as well that they throw out there.
And what helps Prairie too, Person, Wagamaster, they know this team. They play against them in AAU circuit, so they know each other. And so kind of similar programs a little bit. Obviously, Prairie's got a little more experience, but Marion and Prairie are well aware. Those kids are young, same age, so they played a lot against each other. And you're going to see Coach Bentley playing probably at least 10 kids minimum again. So he's got a style that we saw against Wash, where just 5 in, 5 out, or 3 in, 3 out. So you're going to see a lot of that also.
Depth and conditioning, always a big factor when you play less than 24 hours after a Friday night into a Saturday afternoon. You may have to go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, you probably will on this, and especially when it's a Metro versus Metro, that just seems to take a little more energy out of you, because you're more excited to play kids that you know, kids you're familiar with. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many they play. I'm guessing Coach Lauby said you'll see about 8 to 10 off his bench. And that's something he wasn't able to do last year, and he's able to play 8 to 10 this year. So he's happy and about their depth on that. And so it's going to be a fun game, I think, and it's going to be you're going to see one team, I think, jump out early, because they're both that kind of – they can do that to another team.
Yeah, both these teams have spurt ability a little bit, as they like to say on the ESPN broadcast. Let's go ahead and set our Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineups here this afternoon as we get ready for Metro Non-Conference Girls Basketball. Our lineups, as I mentioned, brought to you by Skogman-Carlson Insurance. The visiting team on the scoreboard today, the Marion Indians, 2-0 on the year, and the fourth-rated team in Iowa in Class 4A. They will go with this lineup. Up front, their two forwards will be number 10, Randy Wright. She is a freshman, six-footer and a freshman. And also up front, number 32, Isabella Sade at 6'2 and a junior All-State volleyball player, averaging 6 points per ball game. Also for Marion, the three guards will be number 4, Chloe Rice, 5'10 and a sophomore. Second leading scorer for the Indians at 9 points per ball game. And the second guard will be number 21, Mia Lauby, at 5'9 and a sophomore, leading scorer at 11.5 points per contest. And number 5, Caitlin Smith, coming off a terrific shooting night last night. Smith, 5'9 sophomore. And Smith on the season, now up to 8.5 points per game. And before we give you the lineups for Prairie, we will honor America with our national anthem. national anthem here from Prairie. The Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the home Prairie Hawks at 1-2 on the year. They go with this five. It'll be at a four, number 25, Olivia Usher, 5'9 and a senior, leading scorer for Prairie at 11 points per ball game. Also at a four, number 30, Jenna Wagamaster at 6'1 and a sophomore at 6.3 points and a team high 7 boards per game. At center, number 42, Mackenzie Stauffer at 6'1 and a senior, and Stauffer just under 3 points per game. The guards will be number 20, Sarah Schmidt at 5'6 and a freshman. Schmidt at 6 points per game, 2 out of 3 on the year from 3-point land. And the second guard will be number 4, Lindsay Altenhoffen at 5'6 and a senior, averaging 6 points per game. The head coach for each team for the Marion Indians, Corby Lauby. He is the head coach, also the athletic director, assisted by Pete Messerly, Josh Claypool, Terry Keeney, and Dave Messerly. And for the Prairie Hawks, they are coached by Josh Bentley, assisted by Steve Stump. And our sophomore game came right down to the wire. Sophomore JV game, and Prairie was the winner in that one, 49-48. And looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a fun one. What are you looking at, Steve?
Well, you're seeing both the teams. It's just fun. They're nervous. I mean, when you have a Metro Metro City game, you can tell both teams are nervous and they're excited to play. So I just think it's going to be who gets the early jump is going to have, somebody's going to do that. Both teams can do that, and I just got a feeling somebody's going to get an early jump on them. But I think about both teams is whoever gets an early jump, you know the other team's going to make a run too. So this should be a good matchup today for both squads.
Prairie in the white uniforms, black numbers, black letters, Hawks across the front trimmed in orange and the orange and black stripes. Marion in the road red uniforms with the gold striping and the outline numbers. A little easier to see on with red and gold tonight. And we're a little bit closer, so we got that going for us here this afternoon. It's high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union coming your way on 1600 AM, the main gym. KGYM Cedar Rapids, we got UNI basketball at 4:30, UNI at Richmond. We've got UNI football tonight at 8 o'clock, and that will be on 1600 AM, UNI at Portland State. We've got for you the Hawkeye pregame show at 4:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 live from Indianapolis, so a lot of things coming your way this afternoon and this evening. So we're ready to go. It'll be Wagamaster to tip up against Belisade. Our officials this afternoon, Robert Smith, Norm Granger, and Stacy Van Arsdale. And we are underway for the Prairie Gym. Hawks with it, going to the basket to our left. A shot up no good by Usher quickly. Rebound loose along the baseline, and we're going to have a tied ball. And on the arrow, 11 seconds into it. I can come up with this one, Steve. It's going to go to Marion.
I tell you what, it's going to be scrappy. You're going to see a lot of scrappy. You're going to see both teams playing man-to-man.
It's going to be Usher on Rice here. Off the ball fake. Lauby drives in all the way. Layup curls in for Mia Lauby.
Good one-on-one move. Had an isolation there. No help side by Prairie.
2-0, and that was on the freshman Schmidt. Altenhoffen three-pointer won't go. Rebound out of bounds, and will go to Prairie. Prairie with two quick shots here.
Yeah, they're not scared to throw up the three. And Lindsay Altenhoffen, I think, had three last night, so that's a good shot for her.
Well, inbound, Altenhoffen with the high catch. Over to Schmidt, and Marion will go zone, 2-3 off the out of bounds. Over to Altenhoffen. She'll try it for three and connects from the near side corner.
There it is. I tell you, that's a good shot for her, and you never want to give her an open look.
3-2. Prairie was red hot last night from three-point land, too, like you said. Hawks in the man-to-man, cross-court pass, stolen away. Altenhoffen will bounce it along the near sideline to Schmidt. Marion with very aggressive defense in the zone. Schmidt back over to Altenhoffen, same spot, three-pointer good. 6-2 in favor of Prairie. And a quick timeout by Marion.
Nice open look again, and he's coach Lauby is going to have to do something different because you can't leave Lindsay unguarded at the three.
44% three-point shooter coming in. 4 for 9 and make it 6 of 11 now.
Yeah, he's going to have to do something because you got to get a hand in her face because she will make it.
Alton Hoffman with all 6 points, and it's 6-2 in favor of Prairie. A 30-second timeout used by Corby Lauby and Marion.
I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and man.
And it'll be Indian basketball. No Prairie pressure. Just underway. Minute 12 into the ball game. As Chloe Rice will walk it up. Usher's going to be on her. And it's going to be Schmidt on Lauby. They clear it out again. Starts to drive. Flips the pass back out, though, to Wright. Goes off her leg. Picked up by Altenhoffen again. All the way up and before the shot. Reach in foul on Rainey Wright.
Good hands by Lindsay. Tied up, tied her up there at half court, and had a nice job. She's got quick hands, very quick hands.
Going to be before the shot, so it'll be ball out of bounds to the Prairie Hawks. They go back door, Wagamaster, fall away, high archer won't go. Usher kept it alive, but tipped it out of there to Caitlin Smith. Lauby in the open court. Over to Chloe Rice, circles left, and she'll set it up. Tall point guard at 5'10".
Yes, and long arms. Her dad was quite a player.
Yeah, here tonight. Good dump pass inside to Lauby. Got double teamed, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Marion.
It's an interesting matchup with Usher on Chloe Rice. So that'll be an interesting matchup to watch tonight.
Marion inbound. They lob it in on the block. Sade, kick back outside. Open three-pointer. Short, no good. Weak side board. Taken out of there by Sarah Schmidt of Prairie. Hawks on a run. Up to Usher. Open 15-footer is no good. Too strong. And on the weak side, the rebound out of there to Caitlin Smith. Ahead to Rice, and here comes Marion down 6-2. Rice between the legs with the dribble. Cut off at the free throw line. Over now to Wright. They play catch with it as we're just over 2 minutes into the game. Wright guarded by Wagamaster. Smith with Altenhoffen on her. And she'll have a little bit of a height advantage there. Sane and Stauffer is going to be a good matchup inside.
Yeah, they both teams match up well.
Rice going one-on-one and drew the foul on Usher. They cleared it out for Chloe Rice and took it strong to the basket. No, actually going to get Sarah Schmidt on the help.
Call something!
Sarah's going to be a fun player to keep an eye on in the next 4 years. She's done a really good job as a freshman running point.
Inbound pass, and we've got a tied ball. And it's going to stay with, well, we'll see who it goes to. Oh, no, this one's going to go to Prairie, so Marion turns it over, and Indians are going to call another timeout.
Yeah, full timeout. Coach Lauby's not happy with the start right now. They look a little out of sync, and so he wants to correct it now. And those, you know, you use those timeouts to make those corrections earlier, or it could turn worse.
5:28 to play, first quarter, and it's a Prairie 6-2 lead.
An Altenhoffen to 2 lead.
Lindsay Altenhoffen with 2 3-pointers.
Yes.
Here in the early going. Getting some mechanical work with Stacey Van Arsdale.
Yeah, that's right. Looks like we got half our player foul and part of the board is out. That happened, I saw that the other night too, so looks like we got to put one of a maintenance request in here at Prairie to get that done.
That's your job, right?
Yeah. Now I'll be reporting
it
today.
Get the ladder out.
Yeah.
You'll be right
there, you
on
go.
Out there. All right, set to go. As Marion will throw on some full court pressure here. Wagamaster to inbound. Marion shows it and then backs it off a little bit. A little man pressure. Wagamaster zigzags her way across the timeline. Now driving right of the lane, going coast to coast, left is short. Back tap picked up by Lauby. Mia Lauby, stutter dribble. Now takes the left free throw line. Cross court pass to Rice. Marion working the perimeter right now. Off the ball fake. Lauby on the drive. In all the way. Had it blocked. Going up by Stauffer. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Marion.
Coach Lauby's not happy right now. Chloe Rice, he wants her to shoot that ball. When she gets a kick out, that's an automatic for her to shoot, and that's what he wants her to do.
3 minutes into it. From the corner, Smith, the quick turnaround. In and out, no good. Sade with the rebound. That putback won't go. And rebounded by Olivia Usher for Prairie. Womack versus the Mississippi Valley here this afternoon. Altenhoffen behind the screen for three. No good this time. Her first miss. Stauffer with a rebound. Blocked from behind, but a foul called.
Good job by McKenzie to keep the ball alive on that shot. And Lindsay had another good look. Just rimmed in and out.
Chloe Rice picks up her first foul. And that'll be team foul number 2 on the Indians. And the first free throw is up and good for Mackenzie Stauffer, averaging 2.7 points a game. Prairie shoots 59% from the free throw line, Marion at 69%.
Well, that's really good, 69%. As a coach, you always want to get 65% or over, and that's outstanding.
Free throw number two, right through for Stauffer.
Good start right now for Prairie, up 8-2. This is a very good start, what they were hoping to have.
You said one team would get off to a good start.
Yep.
Rice to Smith, Altenhoffen on her. Gets the ball screen, circles right, got double teamed, almost had it taken away. It's loose on the floor, and we're going to have a tied ball. And the arrow will give it to Marion. One thing you always watch here, Steve, a little bit more physical league, the MVC, than the WOMAC. Nothing against the WOMAC.
Nope, that's absolutely right. You do see things you might get calls on. And here, they you won't see that as much. It's a tougher, more physical. They let a more physical play go.
Pick and roll, open jumper from 15, swished right through for Mia Lauby, who's got both the Marion field goals, and the Indians down 8-4. Halfway done with the first quarter. 4 minutes into it, Stauffer off the clear out, drives on Belisade. Her turnaround blocked out of there, and a late whistle and a foul. They got Sade for coming down, and that's good in volleyball. It's not as good in basketball.
No, she would have been fine if her hands had stayed straight up, but hands came down.
And Mackenzie Stauffer right back to the line for two more.
Mackenzie's a good free throw shooter.
Came in one out of two, free throw good. For Marion, a couple of substitutions. Ellie Harold will come in, 5'5 sophomore who played at Prairie last year. And Maddie Knapp will come in, a 5'3 freshman. Second free throw also good. And a 10-4 lead for the Prairie Hawks. And Prairie will bring Taylor Monk in for the first time. Monk, a senior. Good floor general out there, 5'8 and a senior. 10-4 in favor of Prairie, off the clear out. Rice, spin move, right free throw line. Takes it up strong, left it short though, partially blocked. And rebound to the Prairie Hawks. Feed up ahead to Schmidt. She'll try a quick three and got it from the right side.
Oh, a great shot for Schmidt. And what I like about her is that she's not scared to take those shots as a freshman. And she's playing at a varsity level.
9-point lead for Prairie. And they're doing it from the perimeter. Rice off the clear out, going one-on-one. Drives on Usher, got a double team, knocked out of bounds, and it's off of the leg of Rice. And now Hallie Person will come into the Prairie lineup. Person with a 6-foot sophomore. 3:10 to play first quarter, 13-4 lead here for Prairie. Listening to high school basketball on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids. Usher, give and go. Wagamaster fumbled the pass. It's loose, tipped away, picked up by Belisade. And a reach foul on Prairie trying to get it back.
Yeah, Jenna made a nice cut to the basket, got it, and just wasn't able to complete it. And then Marion got a steal and a little frustration foul.
And Wagamaster will come out. In for Prairie will be Taryn Shreves, 5'9", junior, and a guard. So the Hawks go a little smaller now. Person will probably be the post in there at 6 foot.
Yeah, we'll be. She's comfortable with that.
Lauby duck under move, can't get the shot to go, and rebound deep to Marion. Diagonal pass to the corner, quick three up. That's short, no good by Lauby. And rebounded by Sarah Schmidt. Prairie on the run. Bounce pass right side is stolen away. Two on two the other way. Here comes Rice all the way down. Layup too strong. Rebound to the free throw line. And they're going to get Rice on a reach. And that's going to be the second on Chloe Rice.
Yeah, you don't want to see two fouls on Chloe, especially in the first quarter.
And Marion will bring Caitlin Smith right back in. And also, Tessa Jordan will come into the Marion lineup. Senior captain, 5'11 and a senior. As Marion looking for that combination here. Shreves to Schmidt, almost walked with it. Into the front court, and Lauby going for the steal, commits the foul. Marion picking up the fouls here. That's five in the first 5:45.
This isn't what Coach Lobley was hoping for. First starts and just not some mental mistakes you don't want to see. And they're not finishing either when they're taking it to the rim.
Shreves, Schmidt, Person, Lauren Cook into the game as well. And now we've got away from the ball. Offensive foul.
Didn't see that. It was away from the ball, so.
Terrence Shreves picks up the foul. Third on the Prairie Hawks. Robert Smith on that call. 13-4. Here's Knapp. Takes it top of the key. Tried to flip it back out top. Stolen away by Monk. Layup good. Counting the foul on Smith.
Boy, Monk to Taylor did a great job. Good steal and a good finish.
Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Smith picks up her first foul. And Prairie's just creating turnovers. Free throw curls in for Taylor Monk.
Yeah, right now Marion's youth is showing a little more than their talent right now, so that's something they're going to have to. They will. They'll make a run.
16-4 lead for Prairie. Picking up the ball, Knapp, pass out front, tipped away by Person, goes into the backcourt, and then Shreves is going to get a foul on a reach, trying to get it away from Mielaubi.
Again, good pressure defense by the Hawks. Caused some more turnovers. You got the point guard to pick up the Knapp, picked up a dribble, and almost became a turnover.
Freshman Sophie Willette coming in. 5'10 freshman for Marion. And now we've got a discussion here at the coach's table.
It looks like some kind of, somebody might not be in the book with the correct number. I'm not sure.
Okay, they had a question on a foul from earlier.
Okay, want to make sure they got the right number in, which is important because scorebook's the final say.
Indeed. No matter if you think it's right or wrong, that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
Ellie Harrell in there along with Lauby. Lauby backing her way across the timeline with Lauren Cook all over on the drive, and we're going to have a reach foul. And both teams piling them up early here.
Hey, run 44.
Lauren Cook's foul, her first, fifth on Prairie. And the long throw in, Willette gets it into Ellie Harrell. Schmidt all over her, into the corner. Caitlin Smith trying to get it inside and bounces it to Jordan. They play catch with us. We're down to a minute 33 to play here in the opening quarter. Harrell behind the back with a dribble. Lost it against a double team. Dives in the floor to get it back. We've got a tied ball. Arrow will keep it with Marion.
And Marion just can't get in an offensive flow right now, and too many turnovers on the offensive end for Marion.
Trying to force things a little bit.
They are. There's a lot of one-on-one right now.
Inbound, Lauby. She goes one-on-one. Drives through a double team. Layup, no. Foul called. And that's going to be Cook's second. So both teams with six. We're going to be shooting a lot of free throws. As three fresh faces come in for Prairie. Maddie Adams will come in for the first time. Senior. Also back in, Altenhofen. And also back in, Olivia Usher. Lauby into stutter dribble, gets a double team. Sets a screen for Smith. Now back up top to Jordan. Drives on Person. And the pass deflected off of Lauby, stolen away. Turnover number four on Marion. With a minute to play here in the first quarter. Altenhofen comes right off the ball screen. Adams working the perimeter. Usher, skip pass to the baseline. Here's Person with a high arching jumper that's good.
Yeah, good kick out and good shot for Person. Good 15-foot, nothing but net.
18-4 for Prairie. Up by 14. Ball fake, Smith, step in, jumper, got it. Just inside the arc from 17.
Well, right now, Schmidt right now is the offensive presence for Marion, and she's going to have to carry the load early on here for them because right now they're struggling getting some shots in.
Josh Bentley is going to call for one, and Prairie throws it away. Fourth turnover on the Hawks. 24 seconds to play, and now Marion with a chance at the last second shot.
Yeah, I bet Smith or Lauby is going to get a chance here, make something happen.
Lauby, a step back three, it's no good. Good block out by Matty Adams, and a tied ball on the rebound. And we'll go to Prairie.
Yeah, that was an ill-advised three with 15 seconds left. I think coach was hoping they'd work for one, get one shot going into the quarter.
10 seconds to play, first quarter. Here's Usher coming off the ball screen, stop and go dribble, drives in, had her layup blocked. Marion out of there with it, 1 second to play, lead pass to Harold, and can't get the shot off before the end of the first quarter. A good Prairie first quarter, and after one, it's Cedar Rapids Prairie 18 and Marion 6. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Hi, it's Mike from DollarShaveClub.com. We deliver amazing razors for a few bucks, so you can afford to change your blade whenever. It's way better than squeezing weeks and weeks of shaves out of a razor that's so gunky, you'll think it has the flu.
Oh, hey, it's Ted, your old razor for the last few weeks. Yeah, I've got a thin film around my blade. It's a little discharged, but I'm still good to shave.
Don't shave with a gross old razor. Enjoy a fresh blade shave anytime for a fraction of the price. Join DollarShaveClub.com today. That's DollarShaveClub.com.
Saturday afternoon here at Cedar Rapids Prairie, as it'll be Marion basketball to start second quarter, this non-conference Metro game. Prairie with a 12-point lead. They've led by as many as 14. Indians going to the bucket to our right. Caitlin Smith to Willette. Over to Lauby. Outside the arc right wing. They cleared out for her. Couldn't do anything with it. Back to Jordan. Jordan, Willette, Lauby, Ellie Harold. And also in the game is Caitlin Smith. Here's Jordan. Baseline pull-up jumper. Can't get the roll. And Wagamaster high to get the rebound. One and done so far for Marion. Here's Wagamaster. Drives in. Running layup short.
Good take.
And Willette with the rebound. Trapped in the backcourt. Finds the outlet. Here comes Jordan up the left sideline. Quickly to the corner. Caitlin Smith open three. Way short. And a rebound to Usher. Prairie will run. Marion will run. High tempo to this game here. Stopper pull up three. Curls out, no. Rebound comes out deep. Neil Lauby the other way. High arching pass to the interior. Knocked out of bounds by Mackenzie Stopper.
I'll be curious when Chloe Rice comes back in with two fouls. And I'm guessing coach wants to see if he can get another minute or two without having to put her back in.
Yeah, Rice with two early fouls. And no points for Marion. Smith looking inside, holds it top of the key, standing left-hand dribble. Usher playing off of her. Both teams will be in the one and one on the next foul. Harold guarded by Altenhofen. Now they double team and trap Willette. She traveled with it.
Yep, slid her pivot foot.
Prairie's doing that jump out double team on that little move around the perimeter.
Yeah, and especially with Marion, they got some freshmen right now handling the ball, and that has caused some problems.
Inside, Wagamaster posting up. Nice move into the lane, and before the shot, we got an offensive foul.
Wow, yep. We called a clear out.
Second on Wagamaster. So Hallie Person will get set to come into the Prairie lineup. 18-6. As Knapp will get ready to come in for Marion. Circling left, taking a right free throw line. Cross court pass down to Lauby. Fakes, drives left baseline, in all the way. Runner in and out. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Indians. Right in, Sade in, Knapp in for Marion. And now Prairie's going to have to take Wagamaster out with two fouls.
Yeah, that's gonna hurt him, but Person is another good young basketball player on the team, and she'll hold her own while she's out.
Look at that. Came up with a steal all by herself on the pressure defense. Did Hallie Person. Usher to the corner. Stauffer left open. High arching three is no good. They chase it down on the weak side. Tipped out of bounds. And who are they going to give it to? Prairie.
White. Yep.
Boy, that's good hustle by Hallie Person.
I tell you what, they're playing Stauffer outside this year. She's more comfortable, and they're giving her the green light on the three, which is something she can do.
Usher into Person. Turn around left-hand hook. No good. Got her own rebound. Tried to kick it outside. Ball stolen by Lauby. And here comes Marion with Randy Wright. Gets into the corner, and on the drive, Knapp grabbed and fouled by Altenhofen. And that will send Maddie Knapp to the free throw line. That's just not the foul you want.
No, it's not the foul you want right now. And Marion's got to start figuring something out here to get a little run going.
Free throw's good.
Free throws might be their run.
Maddie Knapp on the line with a 1-1. Hits the first. Had a good night last night at Solon. With 9 points, all from three-point land. And hits a couple free throws here. First free throw attempts for Marion of the afternoon.
Chloe Rice back in. We'll see how she manages two fouls.
18-8 lead, 5:20 to go. Usher behind the screen launches a deep three, and Altenhofen collects the rebound. The offensive board, good bullet pass inside as Prairie works the triangle. Now they reverse it over to the freshman, Schmidt. Person looking to go one-on-one. Bad bounce pass stolen out of there by Knapp. And Prairie turns it over for the seventh time. Knapp double teamed over to right, ball fake, gets it inside to Sade. Trapped on the block, and she throws it away.
Boy, too many turnovers from both teams early on.
And we're going to get a Prairie timeout. 30-second timeout taken here by Josh Bentley. 4:46 to play here in the opening half, and a low-scoring game. Neither team shooting real well right now, and some turnovers.
Yeah, turnovers has actually hurt both teams. Right now, this second quarter, there hasn't been a flow by either team because of turnovers right now, and that's something both teams are going to correct. Their youth is showing, and when you get some pressure, some double team, youth can be exposed, and that's what's happening right now for both teams.
Always you get a chance to see some other coaches here. I see Dr. Tony Pappas on the other side.
Oh, the good there he is. Yeah, the good doctor.
Spav Waterloo West or Prairie on the schedule here soon.
Yep.
And getting a look at the Hawks.
And he's in Corby's situation, the AD at Waterloo West and coaching. So those are tough two jobs.
Prairie basketball as they attack the back of the skid to our left. Stutter dribble coming right with it. Monk just above the left free throw line. Goes cross court, Altenhofen. High dribble at the hash mark. Marion has got Chloe Rice back in there with the two fouls now. A little bit of a gamble. Monk going one-on-one. Drives underneath and threw it away. Stolen by Rice. Lead pass ahead to Knapp, and she was fouled. And that's going to be the second on Lindsay Altenhofen. And the 1-1 for Maddie Knapp again.
We got Wagamaster back in. So her and Rice both have to manage two fouls here. And I know either one can't afford a third right now for either of their teams.
1-1. Knapp right through. One more upcoming. Knapp with all three of the Marion points off the bench. And hey, the Indians are hanging.
Yeah, the free throws are chipping them back in, and some turnovers.
Mia Lobby right back into the game. Got a short breather, and Marion's going to throw in some pressure.
Yeah, they're going to pick up the pace right now, and that's probably a good move.
Little man pressure, Wagamaster to get it in, and does to Usher. Base guarded by Rice, and see if Prairie goes right at Rice with Usher. Try to pick up that third foul. Schmidt holds it right of the key, puts it on the floor, on the drive right of the lane, goes up and can't get it to go. Out of bounds, Marion ball.
Yeah, Schmidt did a nice job taking the ball to the rim, just didn't finish, but a good move for the freshman.
Just wouldn't go. Marion down 8. They have a long methodical 6-0 run going right now.
Oh, yeah, it is a long, slow run right now.
Rice behind the back with the dribble. Starts to drive, kick to the corner. Here's Knapp. Cut off by Schmidt. Two youngsters going at it right there. Lauby goes between the legs with it. Now goes crossover. Backs her way in. Kick out to Rice. Two-person game. Rice taking it in and traveled with it. Took an extra step.
Didn't look like a travel. It looked like she...
I thought she stepped on the baseline first.
Yeah, I did too. I think she was leaving in the air, but didn't look like a travel. But once again, my thoughts don't count out there.
Norm was a lot closer to it than we were.
Yes, he was.
3:20 to play. First half, 18-10 lead for the Prairie Hawks. They've led the whole way here over Marion. Usher at the right point.
Boy, both teams are picking up the pace right now defensively.
Monk gets the left free throw line. Into the game now is Maggie Lampe for the Prairie Hawks. Wagamaster on a drive. Stops, pull-up jumper too strong. Off the back heel and rebounded by Knapp.
5-3 Knapp with a big rebound.
Smallest player on the court.
Yes.
Comes up with a rebound. Holds it, looking for some help. Picks up the dribble and finally gets out of there to right. Right going baseline, cross-court pass. Smith dumps it left of the lane. But 2:40 to play here in the first half. Marion being patient.
And Caitlin Smith needs to get a little more involved in the offense again. They need her.
Knapp, three-pointer, no good. Off the feet from Smith. And the rebound out of there to Prairie. Good lead pass ahead to Usher. They got a three-on-one. Usher, off-balance runner, no good. Lampe fouled going up on the rebound shot. And the foul will be the second on Randy Wright. And free throws coming up for Maggie Lampe. And the first one right through. Lampe, a 5'10 junior. We'll have one more. That's Prairie's first point of the quarter here, Steve.
Yeah, and both lineups right now, not as tall, so you're going to see a little more pressure.
And Lampe gets two. 20-10. Marion with the lead of 10. 2:17.
Marion's in a one, looks like a 1-2-2 zone right now.
Indian basketball. High lob pass. Lobby playing catch with Rice. Penetrates. Tried to kick into the corner and off the hands of Caitlin Smith.
Too many of that going on right now. Too many uncontested turnovers, I should say. The mental turnovers.
Looked like she's just trying to throw that ball before she had it.
Yeah.
Wagamaster outside the arc. Now Marion's going to try to trap here. Usher into the lane. One-hand poke shot. Got the roll.
Nice catch and run.
Usher's first basket. The leading scorer for Prairie. It's 22-10. Here's Lauby. Deep three from the left wing. No, but a foul on the three-point attempt.
Yeah, she did. It's
And they're going to get Maggie Lampe. And it's going to be three free throws, I believe.
Yeah, and that helps Marion right now. The clock stops, and they can chip away at this deficit.
Right throw right through for Mia Lauby. 80% on the year. And Marion's 5 out of 5 from the stripe. Second of three is good. I bet Mia can shoot free throws pretty well in the driveway.
Yes, and I think all the Laubys can. And Corby's wife, Amy, played at Mount Mercy College, and she was a really good basketball player as well. And Corby's in the Hall of Fame at Mount Mercy. So,
22-13, three free throws for Mia Lauby. Schmidt guarded by Harold. Comes off the ball screen, takes it across the timeline. Angling left with the dribble, 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Long bounce pass, Taylor Monk. Over on the right side, Usher clears out, drives on Harold, takes her inside, and before the shot, oh, they're going to count the shot. Usher with the clear out, and a chance at the three-point play. And Harold will pick up her first.
Boy, Usher does a nice job with her body, and solid. She can. Make plays balanced, which is tough to do. She's a good finisher, and she's going to play next year at Kirkwood.
Yep, and she'll be a good one for Kim Moule. I think a big ceiling for Olivia Usher.
I agree.
There's a foul and a reach. Taylor Monk trying to double-team Tessa Jordan. First on Monk and the double bonus. Each team has been shooting free throws for a while here in the first half. Free throw, Tessa Jordan. And she'll have two. First one right through. And Marion staying close with free throw shooting.
Free throws are keeping Marion with the stop, stopping the clock and chipping away. And that has been their, unfortunately, that's been their best offense right now is the free throws.
Second one also good. How about this in this day and age? 9 of 9.
That'll improve their 69% free throw shooting a little bit.
Indians only have 3 baskets in the first half. 1:10 to play. Usher angles into front court. Comes off the ball screen. Tried to use Stauffer. Now drives left of the lane. In all the way. Runner no. Rebounded by Lauby. Marion on the run. Down by 9. Stutter dribble. Lauby drives in on Wagamaster. Had the shot rejected.
All right, good athletic defense by Jenna Wagamaster.
With 2 fouls. Wagamaster all the way. Pull up. Rimming no. Rebound Stauffer on the weak side. And she was fouled by Tessa Jordan with 45.2 to play. Team foul number 9. And one in the bonus for Mackenzie Stauffer, who has 4 points in the first half, all from the free throw line. And first one on the way, a high archer and right through, nothing but the bottom of the net.
Yeah, she is a very good free throw shooter.
And you gotta like the orange shoes too.
Yeah. She's the only one with the bright shoes out here today.
You're not gonna miss her. Second one also good. 6 out of 6 for Stauffer. 26-15, an 11-point lead for Prairie. As Maddie Knapp will walk it across the timeline.
Prairie back to man-to-man.
To the corner. Here's Harold, a quick three and hits it.
Great shot for her, and that's gonna help her confidence.
26-18, 28 seconds to play here in the opening half. See if Prairie goes for the last shot. Altenhofen back into the ball game. Off the clear out. Stauffer driving on Jordan, cut off. Down to 15 seconds to play. Altenhofen, cross court pass. Usher, nice ball fake. Step in, floater, no good, left it short. Couldn't finish, had a good look. 7 seconds to play. Here comes Knapp in the open court. And double dribbled it with 5 seconds to play.
There was a good chance to get the momentum going into halftime for Marion, and unfortunately, travel. Now, this will be interesting. He's got Chloe Rice out. Doesn't want to pick up a third. And keeping Jenna Wagamaster in, because you want that offense here in the last 5 seconds.
3 seconds. Here goes Usher. Quick pass to Altenhofen. Jumper up. Too strong. No good at the end of the first half. We're at halftime, and the Prairie Hawks at home leading the Marion Indians by a score of 26-18. And we'll take a 1-minute break, come back, talk halftime with you from Prairie right after this as you're listening to girls basketball on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYN.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to $100 on your total carpet project, including new LifeProof carpet, with stain-resistant technology built in to help keep tough stains out. Let's take on chocolate, wine, even bleach. Let's do this. Save up to $100 on your total project, including carpet, pad, and installation. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Minimum purchase amount of $1,000 to qualify. Valid through January 27th with purchase of carpet and pad. Single family residents only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
26-18 here at the halftime break. Cedar Rapids Prairie on top of the Marion Indians as Prairie has led the whole way in this one so far. Trying to even their record at 2-2. Marion, fourth-rated team in 4A. perfect at 2-0 coming in, but that is in jeopardy certainly this afternoon. That's why we're not going to fool anyone. This wasn't the prettiest first half, and I'm sure both coaches are probably reminding their troops about that.
Yeah, good first 6 minutes started, or probably first quarter start for Prairie. Came out and jumped on them, and right now, you know, Marion just can't get any offense going, and part of that's Prairie. They're scrappy, they're defensive, they get after, but they cannot get any continuity right now, and Marion, it's like they're, you know, trying to fit a circle into a square right now, so they need to get... I know Coach Lobby's not happy with their offensive output right now or the flow.
But still only down 8.
Yeah, he's got to be happy about that because it could have been a lot more. The free throws helped Marion chip away. And a lot of turnovers, too many turnovers for both teams. And that just, no team really has gotten in a big fast break flow yet, which they both are capable of doing.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring here. For the Prairie Hawks, very balanced. Lindsay Altenhofen leading the way with 6 points. She had the first 6 for Prairie on 2 3-pointers. Mackenzie Stoffer with 6 points. Hers all from the free throw line where she was 6 out of 6. 4 points for Olivia Usher. Sarah Schmidt with the 3-pointer for 3. Taylor Monk with an old-fashioned 3-point play for 3. And then 2 apiece for Maggie Lampe on a couple of free throws. And Hallie Person with 2 as well for Prairie. For Marion, they're being led by Mia Lauby at halftime with 7. 2 field goals, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 4 points for Maddie Knapp, all from the line off the bench. 3 points for Ellie Harold on a 3-pointer. Caitlin Smith with a field goal and 2. And Tessa Jordan with a couple of free throws for 2 for Marion. The interesting stat of the first half is that the Indians only had 4 made field goals in the first half. And one of those three-pointer, they're just staying in this from the free throw line where they are a perfect 9 of 9 so far.
Well, that three-pointer came at the end too, so they were sitting on 3 field goals for the majority of the first half. And that's got to be frustrating. And Marion's too talented. You're going to see better play out of both teams. And I think Marion's going to be making a run and doing some things different.
The free throw shooting has been exemplary. 9 of 9 for Marion, 90% for Prairie, 9 out of 10. Hawks with 3 3-point goals and 1 for the Marion Indians. Bench scoring right now is tied. Well, check that, 9-7 in favor of Marion, leading that here at halftime. And how about rebounding?
Well, rebounding right now, it's pretty close. It's 11 rebounds for Prairie and 12 by Marion. You know, it's not a lot of rebounding because a lot of fouling, a lot of free throw shooting. So it's going to be, again, for this half, it's going to be who starts out quick again. I know Prairie's looking to have that same start. They're scrappy. Prairie is scrappy. They hurt Marion's couple freshman guards out there for Marion and caused some problems. And I think you might see more full quarter, three quarter pressure from one of the teams coming out just to change it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Marion right now just to try to get a more up-tempo game, which they like to play.
The other thing is both coaches got to be telling them, stop with the silly fouls. We've had a lot of reaches, just a lot of things that can be tightened up a little bit.
Well, especially when both teams are shooting the free throws well today. When you're both teams are 90%, the last thing you want to do is foul. So it's something they both have to do because you're right, a lot of them were stupid fouls and the kinds that coaches don't like, and a lot of unforced turnovers too. So those are things I know both coaches will want to correct.
Foul trouble right now. Chloe Rice with 2. Randy Wright with 2 for Marion and for Prairie. They've got Lauren Cook, Taryn Shreves off the bench with 2. Jenna Wagamaster with 2. And Lindsay Altenhofen with 2 as well for Prairie. The big stat as well, Chloe Rice is scoreless in the first half. She got those 2 early fouls and had to take a seat.
Yeah, she's frustrated, and she's trying to make some things happen and going one-on-one. It just isn't there right now. Until they get a flow and can get some ball movement, Marion needs to get that ball moving around the perimeter, more passing on their offense, and those things will open up. Right now, Marion has been a one pass, look to drive and shoot it with no flow, and it's tough to score out of that. And I know when Chloe does get an open shot, Coach Lauby wants her to shoot it, and she cannot pass those up.
And for Prairie, same thing. Jenna Wagamaster, scoreless in the first half. Did some good things, though, but has not dented the scoreboard.
No, and in her type of play, she's, no matter how she's shooting, she's still going to play very good defense, very aggressive, very smart, hands on the ball, and she's one you can't afford to have sitting too long either, like Chloe.
So we're at halftime, and the Prairie Hawks on top of the Marion Indians, 26-18. Don't forget, coming up at 4:30, UNI basketball on 1600 AM, UNI at Richmond to take on the Spiders, and that is a return engagement in the Bracket Busters tournament, I do believe.
I love the Spiders. That's probably one of my favorite nicknames in college basketball.
And they're a good team. Very good team is Richmond. And we will have for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM Before the Boom, live from Indianapolis in the Indianapolis Convention Center with Todd Brommelkamp and Tyler Ryder. And that should be a lot of fun. Mark Dukes and I will have the live post game tonight as soon as the Hawk game in the Big Ten Championship at Lucas Oil Stadium is done. And we anticipate about 10:30, 10:45. We got Dukes on no-doze right now and coffee, and he will be up.
Well, when do you sleep? Because you've had some late nights, and it's been a long week for you.
Yeah. Well, we'll find some.
You'll find some.
We'll find some.
When you do sleep, you hope it's good sleep.
I hope it's good sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be back with you on Tuesday night. We're right back here at Prairie. It'll be the indoor Kolach Bowl for the girls. It'll be Prairie and Jeff. Coming up on Tuesday night.
And weather looks good still. So it should be a nice week of weather and a nice week of traveling for teams that are getting out and about. And I tell you, Jefferson's an improved team too. So that's another team that's taken another step like Prairie has.
Yep. So we'll be on the air on Tuesday right back here at Prairie. And that will be, I believe, a 107.5 FM game coming up for you. And all along with 1600, I beg your pardon. 1600 and 107.5 will have that. Then Thursday night, then you're off for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I got a break, I guess, and
yeah.
That'll be good. So, it's going to be fun to actually going to try to catch some boys' games. I'd like to catch Prairie and catch some other Metro games.
Yeah, we're going to have Thursday night a game for you, a special Thursday nighter, and this should be a very interesting one. Linmar at Washington, Jared Prinney coming back to Washington for the MVC opener. And we'll have that one for you coming up on Thursday night. On Friday night, Kennedy Xavier boys. And then on Saturday, the rescheduled Marion Jefferson boys game, because they were going to play it tonight. And they thought probably won't be a lot of people at the game.
No, I know no athletic director wants to see a zero gate receipt. So that would be a small crowd with a lot of huge interest tonight in the championship game.
26-18 in favor of Prairie. They've led the whole way. They jumped out to an 8-2 lead, led 18-6 after the first quarter. Prairie is led by as many as 14 in the game. And Marion did get it down at halftime to 8, and a couple of other occasions down to 8. So we are just about set to go. Marion in the red, Prairie in the white. Hawks will have it on the alternate arrow to start the second half. On this Saturday afternoon here from Prairie, Wagamaster will inbound. We're underway. Wagamaster, Schmidt, Usher, Stauffer, Altenhoffen in there right now for the Prairie Hawks. Usher turns in the corner, comes right off the ball screen, takes a free throw line, stops, and has to get it over to Wagamaster. She goes one-on-one, stops, pops, and hits. Her first bucket didn't take long.
Didn't take long. It's a good shot fake and took it in the lane. Good athletic move.
And the lead back to double figures at 28-18. Rice to Randy Wright. Starting five in there for the Marion Indians. Rice, Wright, Smith, Lauby, and Smith. Or Sade and Smith, I beg your pardon. I put two Smiths in there. Prairie in the man-to-man. They've been that way just about the entire first half. Lauby takes the left free throw line to Rice. Goes between behind the back with it. They play catch with it. Good defense by Prairie. Here's Wright on the drive. Takes it sub strong and a block by Stauffer. Underneath the Sade off the loose change and a chance at the three-point play. And Usher with the foul. That was kind of bad luck for Prairie and good luck for Marion.
It was. Isabel Sade made a nice rebound and put it back up strong. And I tell you, Olivia Usher has done a nice job on Chloe Rice tonight. So I was real interested how that matchup was going to be.
Free throw, Sade right through. Her first points and a three-point play for Marion. And a little pressure like you talked about, Steve. And closest Marion has been in a while at 7. 28-21, Schmidt. Standing dribble over in the far sideline. Now starts to go right outside the arc. Gets a double team. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Prairie. Now Marion giving Prairie a page out of their own playbook
they
here.
They are. Now Marion's kind of more the aggressor right now. So I know Coach probably wanted to pick up the tempo and to make some things happen and see a more scrappier team.
Wagamaster gets it in. Usher turns at the near side hash mark. And Prairie will get into the offense now. Altenhofen. Bounce to Wagamaster over in the corner. Stutter dribble coming right. Goes in the lane. High arching turnaround. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Stauffer, and she was fouled.
Another good athletic move by Jennings. She does a great job with that shot fake. And she's got long stride, too. And that gets her into the lane real quick.
Stauffer to the free throw line. Foul on Bellisay. It is going to be her second. First of the half on Marion. And the free throw right through. Stauffer just, it looks automatic.
It is automatic. She is such a good free throw shooter.
Did she beat you in a few one-on-one free throw contests?
Yeah, those days are gone. I used to think I could compete.
Second one up, right through. Barely trickled the net.
Thing about Stauffer, too, just coaching her. She's such a great kid and a good, just a good person.
30-21, extending the pressure is Prairie. Wagamaster, if then Prairie's gone 1-3-1.
Yep, they've changed it up a little bit too, and they got little Lindsay down at the bottom, so that'll be interesting.
And the pass, too tall, out of bounds as Rice throws it over ahead of Smith. Prairie showed a little defense that time, a little different defense with Wagamaster out top at 6-1.
Yeah, Marion couldn't kind of get into an offense to offset that, and easy turnover.
Prairie basketball up by 9. Altenhofen with a couple of threes. Comes right off the pick. Stops. Fires the three. Too strong. No good. And the rebound. Wagamaster kept it alive. Schmidt drives in. Takes a free throw line. No look. Pass inside. Is deflected. And we've got a fight for the ball on the sideline. And Josh Bentley tried to call timeout. And he got it.
Yeah,
30.
They must have got possession right at the end and got a quick timeout before turnover. It's a good timeout.
So they keep possession here with 5:53 to play here in quarter number 3. Prairie came out a house of fire this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, last night had to be a good confidence builder for them to know what they can do. And like I said earlier, both these girls know each other. So they want to put a little more into this game because they know each other so well.
Marion playing Prairie in a non-conference game. One other non-conference game that they will have will be against Lindmar down at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Is that rivalry?
That's the final game of rivalry Saturday.
All right. That'll be a good one.
And Marion's beefed up the non-conference schedule.
Yeah, I think you'll see that for the next 2 or 3 years with this group.
Wagamaster, bullet pass, gets it into Altenhofen. Right back to Wagamaster. They left her open. Good. Feed inside to Stauffer. Layup in and out, though no good.
Boy, they got away with one. One of the Marion players thought they were on offense, and they got away with one.
It's been that kind of an afternoon for the Indians. Good ball reversal. Over it comes. Jumper from the baseline won't go by Sophie Willett, who just checked in. Willett. And the rebound to Usher. Lead pass to Stauffer. Drives on Sade. Spin move in the block. Turn around. Left it way short. Willett with a rebound. 30-21. Rice. Bounce pass to Lauby. Left open. Left side. Three is good.
You can't leave her alone. Lauby has really has improved and a very good basketball player. Just a sophomore. And you cannot leave her alone because that's almost automatic for her.
30-24, close as Marion has been in a while. Under 5 to play in the third. Wagamaster to Schmidt. Stutter dribble, comes into the lane, puts up the shot, and Sade fouled her. And that's one that Bella would like to have back.
Yeah, you know, and she did foul her. Her hand swung all the way through and got arm at the end.
Sarah Schmidt, a good take into the lane. And rewarded with a couple of free throws. Short on the first one, though. as Taylor Monk comes in for Lindsay Altnoff.
It's going to be fun to watch both these teams. They're young. You got Sarah Schmidt as a freshman, going to be one of the top players coming through the program, and same with Marion and their youth.
Schmidt, one out of two. 4 points. Tessa Jordan will come in for Sade. 31-24 Prairie. And now a little bit of trapping pressure applied by the Hawks and forces a turnover. And turnover number 12 on Marion.
Yeah, that's making some really unforced turnovers at the top and from some players you wouldn't expect.
Wagamaster on Willett. Picks up the dribble, drops it for Stauffer. Spins in the corner, goes in the lane to Usher. High catch made. Brings it back out, turns with the right hand. Picks up the dribble, 4:24 to play in the third. Here's Wagamaster, circles in the lane, forces up the shot, can't get the roll. And the rebound out of there to Willett, the freshman, came away with it.
4-on-3 break.
Lowby's pass, cross court tip, now they get it to Rice. Going baseline, cut off. Lauby, extra pass over to Smith, and good recovery by Prairie defensively. Hawks back into that trap again. Little different look, 1-2-2 this time. So Prairie is just changing on the run. Bad cross-court pass intercepted by Mackenzie Stauffer. All the way up and finishes with the right hand.
Boy, nice. Marion made a poor decision in skipping the ball across the lane when you have 6-1 Mackenzie in the middle of that lane.
33-24. Well, that's pass in the lane. Tipped by Wagamaster. Stolen by Stauffer. Back-to-back Marion turnovers. And now Usher will slow it down for a moment.
Yeah, run some clock here a little bit.
Looks a little tired, too. A little winded. Cross-court pass, Taylor Monk. Man-to-man for Marion. Monk picked up by Smith. Stauffer on the high post. Gets it inside. Wagamaster, double-team. Monk. Right back up top, Schmidt open three, ring it up. Good ball movement by Prairie.
Yeah, they were very patient and worked the ball around, got an open look, and it's nice to see Schmidt take those shots.
6-0 run by the Hawks, lead back to a dozen at 36-24. From the corner, three is short. Rebound to Marion though, they get another look at it. Back out to Rice, high arching three. Too strong, rebound Wagamaster. And Rice still looking for her first point. Marion had a couple good looks that time, just couldn't finish. As we get wholesale changes ready to come in. Usher off the clear out. Two-person game, turn down the shot, gets it to Monk. Smith on her, back it comes to Stauffer. Jordan knocked it away, loose, picked up in the lane by Marion. Smith, lead pass to Rice, all the way up, stops, pump fake, too strong off the glass, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Prairie ball.
But Chloe just cannot find her rhythm today, and frustrating for her, and she just can't get anything going offensively.
Tell you, I am really impressed with Prairie's defense.
Yeah, Prairie's done a really good job making it tough on them, and especially done a good job of on Chloe and taking her out of her game.
2 minutes remaining here in the third. Lauren Cook back into the game, playing with two fouls. Ellie Harold on her. Cook takes her right of the lane. Bounced to Person, who's also checked in. So it's Person, Monk, Cook, Adams, and Usher. High post, Person goes back door. Nice bounce pass to Cook. Layup good, counted a foul.
Good athletic move by Lauren Cook. I like that Prairie's been very patient. They have a lead and they're working for a good shot. They're not forcing anything right now, and that's going to serve them well if they continue to do that with the rest through this quarter next.
Free throw on the way, right through, and the lead back to 15, just like that at 39-24. And now it's up to a 9-0 Prairie run after Marion got it within six.
Yeah, Marion needs to answer here.
Here's Rice, stutter dribble going one-on-one. Goes left block, cut off by Usher, pass out front, nearly stolen away. Back to Rice, driving baseline, in all the way, and was fouled going up. Might be the help defense there on Taylor Monk, and it was.
I tell you what, Taylor had a chance to get a charge. And, I always told the kids, when you fall back, that they're going to call it on you. Take the charge. He was in great position to take the charge and just didn't.
Rice free throw good, and first point of the afternoon for Chloe Rice.
Maddie, you've got shooter, Maddie.
an 88% foul shooter.
This tells you how old I am. I coached her mom when I was a sophomore coach, girls coach at Linmar. So that aged me really quick when she told me that.
Of course, Dad Sean Rice, who also played a big part in some Linmar basketball teams and football teams. Of course, played tight end at UNI. 39-26, pass inside, tipped away and stolen. As Danny Dunn coming up with the steal, the senior guard and captain. Lob pass inside into a double team, and Adams almost came up with the steal. 57.7 to play, third quarter.
Another important possession here for Marion.
Lobby to inbound, looking, still looking. Finally has to force it into Rice and made a nice save on it. Out top to Dunn. Standing dribble out front. Kick over to the far side, Lobby. See if Marion goes for one. No, they won't. Rice penetrates, kicks it back out to Jordan on left wing. Jordan, an extra step and travel. Yep.
She doesn't think so, but she made a good move, just one too many steps.
38.9 to go. College football, Alabama leading Florida 2-0.
What inning?
First
inning.
Wouldn't be surprised if Prairie doesn't go for one here. Usher, dangerous pass to Cook at the center circle. They play catch with it, 22 seconds. Burst in the high post, ball fake, drives down the lane, shot blocked, out of bounds. Good block by Tessa Jordan and Chloe Rice.
Yeah, she was, that was a double block there by both, but I like what Percy was doing, saw a gap, tried to take it, make something happen.
Iowa men's basketball team, a winner, 95-75 over Missouri, Kansas City. Inbound to Cook, left of the lane, cut off, back to Person. She'll take the jumper and left it short with 15, but offensive rebound, Lauren Cook. Back door inside, layup no, but a foul call. Good cut by Hallie Person.
Yeah, Cook and Person right now in this stretch with some of their starters out has done a really nice job being the offensive threats for them.
Foul number three on Tessa Jordan, and Hallie Person to the line. Has 2 points, make it three. Boy, we've seen good free throw shooting this afternoon by both teams.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time. But usually it might be one team, but not to see it out of both.
Person at 75%. Second free throw good. Prairie full court pressure, 8 seconds to play.
Marion's got to go.
Trying to hold up Marion a little bit. Knapp's been moving the backcourt. 2 seconds to play, and they're not going to get a shot off. Into the third quarter. After three, Cedar Rapids Prairie. They've led wire to wire. Hawks 41, Marion 26. Back of the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at the Prairie Gym as we start quarter number four. 41-26 in this non-conference metro affair. Prairie Hawks leading the fourth-rated and 4A Marion Indians. Rice penetrates, kicks to Smith. Randy right back in there, along with Lauby and Sage. So the starting five, and we got a foul on the drive. Going to be on Taylor Monk. Only the third team foul against Prairie. And Marion will inbound. Set the Prairie lineup for you coming up. Lauby taking it inside one-on-one, and we got a foul out front again. And Monk gets another one. That's her fourth.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, defensively, Prairie's really done a nice job holding their main scores down, and good help side defense.
Near steal as Maddie Adams in there. Hallie Person in there as well. They double-team Reisel on the baseline, looking for some help. And the ball loose right from the Marion bench goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Prairie. Wagamaster, Schmidt, Maddie Adams, Altenhofen, and Person in there right now for Josh Bentley. 1-3-1
for Marion, switching some things up. Probably going to try to get some traps out of that.
Wagamaster, high pass toward Altenhofen. Quick shot short, and the rebound to Randy Wright. And a silly foul on Hallie Person. Knew it right away, too.
Yeah, those are things you don't want to see when you're 90 feet away from your basket.
And that's team foul number 5. Only the first on Person. Dad Scott, a former Washington Warrior from the early 80s.
Those were good years.
Darn right they were. 41-26. Wright going up strong and a block from behind out of bounds on the shot by Wagamaster.
Yep, nice athletic defensive move by Jenna.
15-point Prairie lead. 7 minutes to play. The inbound to Sage. Shot up. Good. Counting the foul. As Sage just curled to the block and laid it in.
Yeah, it's a good out-of-bounds call. Isolated her.
Person gets the foul. Stoffer will come in. And Sage to the line with a chance for her second three-point play of the afternoon. 41-28, trying to pull Marion back within 12. Benzanese puts it up. No good. Missed it. And Wagamaster with the rebound. And Marion, again, will extend that defense. Altenhofen, high catch. Bounce inside. Stoffer goes cross court. And Adams trying for the save, but saved it in to Marion. Turnover Prairie into the corner. Here's Rice, three-pointer, an air ball. And Altenhofen with a rebound. And a reach foul on Rice. And Chloe's just having a bad day.
She is. It's just, you know, everybody has one of those days right now. And she's just...
frustrated.
It is. She's frustrated right now and can't get anything going offensively. But Prairie's done a good job shutting her down, too. So...
Listening to high school basketball on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. 6:24 to play. Stoffer at the free throw line. Cedar Rapids purring on top of Marion. 41-28 in this non-conference game. Josh Bentley got his senior Olivia Usher back into the game and doing a good job of being a captain out there. Saying, slow it up, and they get it to Altenhofen. Shot no good. Wagamaster rebound and the putback from eight from the heart of the lane.
I tell you what, Jenny gets a lot of putbacks, and she has to be leading her team in offensive rebounds. She does a tremendous job following up shots.
43-28, Rice going up in the lane with it, no good. Rebound Sade on the weak side for two. Full court pressure coming. Sade with seven. And Prairie throws it over the top. Stoffer on the drive and got her for a double dribble. Josh Bentley was saying, slow it down.
Yep.
Slow it down.
Well, before, you know, when they went into the fourth quarter, they slowed it down and they worked the ball around. They need to get back to doing that right now.
Marion basketball over to Smith. Right side three. Ring it up and a quick timeout. Caitlin Smith's first triple of the afternoon and the lead down to 10 at 43-33 with 5:29 to play at 30-second timeout. Marion with two timeouts left and Prairie has all three of their timeouts remaining. And Corby Lauby talking some defense to our left.
Yeah, and I think defensively you're going to see he wants some trapping anywhere they can right now. Offensively, he wants some penetration and kickouts for open looks with Smith and with his daughter Lauby and also with Chloe.
Randy right back into the game for Marion. And Prairie will bring out Wagamaster, Schmidt, Altenhofen, Usher, and Stoffer.
It's like a 1-2-1-1.
They'll try to trap Stoffer. Holds it at 6-1. Gets it out of there to Usher. Prairie going to have to beat the 10-second count. The pass deflected. Picked up Lauby. Jumper no good. Had a foot on the line. Offensive board, though, to Rice. And Marion will get another crack at it. Working the perimeter and the pass off the hands of Rice and out of bounds. Turnover number 16 against the Indians. Here comes Usher. Trapped in the backcourt. Skip pass over to Wagamaster, and they got a 3-on-2.
Dump
pass.
Don't want to do that.
Yep, inside, and Sade was waiting for it. You can't throw it middle late.
No.
Here's Smith, a deep three, good. And now Prairie's going to get a timeout. Down to seven, 43-36. Full timeout, we'll take one as well. 4:46 to play here in the game. Prairie 43, Marion 36. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
UNI basketball to follow at 4:30 here on 1600 AM. The Panthers and the Richmond Spiders. 43-36 after Prairie went on a big run. A 9-0 run, as a matter of fact, to take a 15-point lead. Back comes Marion. And right now, it is a 12-3 run by the Indians. And it's been via the full court pressure.
Right now the clock is in Prairie's favor and they need to utilize the clock.
Usher in the corner, dribbles out of it, picks it up. Gonna have to get it across the line and they do. And now they're gonna see Marion attack here in the half court. Altenhofen to Schmidt. Center circle to Usher as Prairie is spreading the court out here, and Usher just dribbling around.
Yeah, I tell you, he's in a 1-3-1, but he may want to look at going man.
Playing a long 40-foot game of keep away. Here's Wagamaster. Jump pass back out to Usher. 4:07 to play. Prairie's going to try to get some backdoor cuts off of this.
Yeah.
Altenhofen takes it into the corner, and Prairie's going to have to get a timeout. And a timeout called with exactly 4 minutes to play in the game. That will allow us to take another 30-second timeout. 43-36 in favor of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Back after this 30-second break on KGYM.
It's been one big season. Congratulations to the Iowa football team on getting to the Big Ten Championship. If you're not heading to Indianapolis to see it in person, then Coach's Corner Sports Pub is the place to get all the Big Ten Championship game action tonight. Kickoff for this hot matchup is at 7:17. Get all your black and gold buddies together for a great night of football. Watch Iowa in the Big Ten Championship game at Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Iowa City's number one sports bar and home of the Hawks.
4 minutes even to play. Prairie down to two timeouts. They're checking one timeout, and Marion with two. And the Hawks will have the ball in front court after they had to burn a couple of timeouts. Josh Bentley drawing something up on the whiteboard there during that break.
Yeah, he's hoping for a nice, quick bucket to get the momentum back or continuity offense here.
Usher with the lob. Backdoor to Wagamaster, and Rice had to commit the foul. They were patient and got the back cut.
They did.
And it'll be two free throws coming up for Wagamaster. And Rice with her fourth foul. Both teams with 16 fouls now. And on the line, Wagamaster splashes the first one down. Five all in the second half for the 6'1 sophomore. One more upcoming. Puts it up and got the roll.
Yeah, that's a good make. Puts it a three-possession game.
45-36, under four to play. Rice calling out the play. uses a high ball screen, gets double teamed, picks it up. Bob pass inside to Sade and off her hands. Going to stay with Marion, though. Last touch by Stauffer. It'll be Smith to put it into play. Left of the glass looking in. Indians work the perimeter, nap to the corner. Quick three ball up, and the roll there for Caitlin Smith. We got a good roll on that one.
She did, especially from the side. Those are hard to get.
11 now for Smith. Prairie breaking the pressure. Altenhofen, nice fake. Goes up with a jumper. Short, though, and the rebound. Stauffer kept it alive. Loose picked up by Maddie Knapp.
That's a shot I don't think Coach wanted her to take.
45-39. Over to Smith. Left of the circle. Three. Good again. And here comes Marion. It's down to three. 45-42. Still a lot of time remaining. 3:10. Schmidt to Altenhofen, another three, and got the roll on this one.
Good answer by Lindsay.
That was one of those, oh no, oh no, oh yes. 48-42, and Altenhofen going for the steal, commits the foul. That'll be her third. And the 1-1 for Marion. And Altenhofen picks up the foul. And Maddie Knapp, 4 out of 4 this afternoon from the free throw line, will head there now with a big 1-1. Bends the knees, puts it up, and in and out, no good. Rebound fought for, and Lauby comes away with it for Marion. Took it away from the bigger Stauffer. She just wanted it more.
She did, and she stayed with it. No foul. Marion needs a really good look at the basket here.
Rice going one-on-one. Takes it up top of the key. Over to Smith for three again. Way off the mark. Offensive rebound. Harold had a block going up out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Marion.
Good shot by Harold. Good shot by her. Just didn't make it.
2:29 to play here in the game. Indians inbound. And Rice traveled with it. Picked up the pivot foot.
Yeah, she did.
And there's Usher again. 17th Marion turnover. Usher, little stutter dribble. Brings it up court around Smith. Now the lane opens up, takes it in all the way, and scores for Usher.
Yeah, everybody cleared out. She took it in. And that's what you want if you're Prairie. Nothing but a layup.
50-42, Smith on the fake. Drop off pass to Chloe Rice. Circles left outside the arc. 2:03 to play in the game. Rice drives in, leaves it for Harold. Turnaround shot, in and out. Wagamaster with the rebound. And now Marin may have to start fouling here. As a pass, a blind one's going to go into the backcourt. And it's going to be over and back on Prairie. Just as I say that. Minute 49 to play. 50-42 Prairie lead. They've led wire to wire.
Yeah, Marion's going to have to hurry here.
Caitlin Smith, who's got Marion back into the game. A little pick and roll with Lauby. Lauby into the lane. Left hand runner, no good. Rebound. Lauby trying to save it and kicked it off her leg athletically, but it's going to go to Prairie.
Marion's going to want to look at a quick foul here eventually.
Inbound, Sarah Schmidt. She'll push it up ahead. Schmidt all the way down the lane. Hang shoots, rimming no. Rebound underneath, and Mia Lauby gets it for the Indians. Up court to Chloe Rice. Rice over the right wing. Smith back to Rice. Face
travel.
And traveled with it, yep. Minute 15 to play. 8-point lead for Prairie, trying to salt it away. Usher looking and tries to get it into Schmidt, and then there's a collision. Ball goes out of bounds, going to stay with Prairie.
That was a ill-advised pass.
Schmidt thought nobody was around her, and she was taking her time to get back there and get it. Inbound, they get it to Usher. Turns on the smaller Knapp. They're going to try to trap in the backcourt.
Yep, they need to stay up there.
108 to play, and there's the reach on Knapp. And Usher to the free throw line.
Liv is just a smart player. She's going to know what to do in these situations. If she needs to draw a foul, she'll draw the foul. You want her to be the one taking the ball out because she's just a very smart basketball player.
She is the undisputed captain of this team.
Absolutely.
On the floor.
Absolutely.
1-1, and she gets it. 7 for Usher. 5 to play. Trying to make it a 4-possession game. Up and good. 52-42. Usher now with 8. 1 minute to play. Marion with the ball, down 10. Smith with Schmidt on her. Gives it back to Rice. They dump it inside to Harold and fouled by Usher. Only the second on Olivia Usher. And Ellie Harold to the line.
I tell you, Olivia's done a very good job on both ends, and especially made it difficult for Chloe Rice all night. And Chloe really never got a good look tonight.
And Harold misses the first free throw. 54 seconds to play. Prairie up 10. Second one up, good. Harold got 1 out of 2. Pressure coming from Marion. Inbound pass, Schmidt. Up the near boards, brings it up in a hurry on the power dribble. Lost her for a moment, and then we've got a tied ball.
Yeah, right now, you know, Schmidt's trying to make something happen, and you do not want something to make something happen at this point. You have a 9-point lead with 49 seconds, and the last thing you want to do is force a shot or a pass.
You don't need points.
You don't need any points right now. You just need continuity and move that ball.
Stauffer gets the lob pass on the handback, gets it to Usher. Smith on her, 40 seconds to play. Starts to drive, and before the drive, a 5-second count.
Yep, she did. And but there's no continuity. It was everybody cleared out, and they didn't get anything moving.
Robert Smith says 5 count before the contact.
You know, Robert's a good official, and he's worked many state championship games.
Worked many national championship football games.
Yes.
52-43, half a minute to play. Smith thought about the three, turned it down. Lowby on the drive, right-hand runner, no good. Chases down her own rebound. Harold gets it for three, up good, and Marion will take the timeout. Ellie Harold, second three, 22 seconds to play, and the lead down to 6 at 52-46. We'll have a very quick post-game show here. We got to get things ready for you and I, and we got to get things ready as well for the pregame show live from Indianapolis.
I hope when I go home, my wife asks what's for dinner, and for the game, I hope she surprises me. I'm hoping pizza or Chinese, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Might be Subway. That'd be good, too.
22 seconds to play, and Marion now with 1 timeout left. As the Indians will need to come up with a steal. If they don't, they'll have to foul. And Prairie will have a 1-1. Marion with only 17 fouls.
Right now, if last thing Prairie wants to do is look at the basket. They want to keep the clock moving, and be nice if he could get some skip pass, get some time off the clock, but they're going to have to be ready, and you got to get to your best free throw shooters if you're Prairie right now.
And Prairie will have Mackenzie Stauffer inbound at 6-1. She can run the baseline. Looking, and lobs it into Usher. Usher fouled along the sideline. Take your pick of Indians. I'm going to get Maddie Knapp. Second on Knapp. 1-1 for Usher. 52-46, 20.3 to play, and the free throw right through. Nothing but net for Usher.
She's played a good both end of the floor game tonight. Very impressed, and you know, I said it before, but to hold Chloe Rice to what she did tonight, that's an excellent job by Olivia.
Usher got them both. And it's 54-46. They gave the points there to Marion. 12 seconds to play. They'll get that taken care of. Over it comes to Knapp. Takes him to corner. Kick outside. Three-pointer short. No good. Rebound out deep to Usher. And a foul with 3.8 to go. 3.8, and Prairie is going to get the win. As Danny Dunn commits the foul. And should be 54-46. There we go. Free throw, Usher right through.
That makes a difference when you're this close.
And Prairie's going to get the victory.
I tell you what, this is a very good win for Prairie to come out and play the number four team in 4A. And, you know, hats off to Prairie. And great win for them.
Rice pull up three and it goes. And you can just see Rice's expression. Now it goes.
Yeah, that's for her tonight. That was about the one thing that went very well for her, unfortunately. So she'll be back. And you're going to read a lot about her. And, you know, she's going to be one of the top players in the Metro and the state here for years to come.
Big win for the Prairie Hawks this afternoon. Prairie wins at 56-49 over the Marion Indians. And we'll come back with the brief post-game show after this 90-second break here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a re-key, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie as we get into the postgame show. We're going to fly through this one pretty quickly so we can get you to both the pregame show from Indianapolis and the UNI pregame show as well on 1600 AM. Final scoring in the game for Prairie. They go to 2-2 on the year. They were led by Olivia Usher with 12 points. Two in double figures. Mackenzie Stauffer, double figures with 10. 9 for Lindsay Altenhofen. 7 points for Sarah Schmidt. 6 points for Jenna Wagamaster. Hallie Person with 4. Taylor Monk had 3. Lauren Cook with 3. And Maggie Lampe with a couple of free throws and 2. Marion, they had 2 in double figures. Caitlin Smith leading the way with 14. Mia Lauby with 10 points. Chloe Rice had 5 points. 7 off the bench for Ellie Harold. Maddie Knapp had 4, and Tessa Jordan had 2 free throws for 2 tonight. Turnovers, Marion had 18 of them. Prairie had 15 of them. The bench scoring was 13-12 in favor of Marion in the ballgame. Here's where Prairie won it. 23 out of 25 from the free throw line.
Wow.
You'll take that.
I'd take that every night. That's both teams. Both teams did a good job on that. But, boy, Prairie was solid, very solid. Solid defensively tonight, too, and great defensive effort.
13 out of 16 for Marion from the free throw line. Marion with 8 three-pointers in the game. Prairie with 5 three-pointers in the game as well. And the bench scoring, as we mentioned, 13-12 in favor of Marion. Let you throw the rebounding out there quickly.
Yeah, very close. Marion won the rebounding battle, 22-19. Very close. A couple of those were just off some forced shots from Prairie at the end, but overall very even. I thought again, turnovers were key tonight, and way too many turnovers, and you know, not enough offense for Marion tonight. They just could not get anything going offensively. They got players that can score, but they just couldn't get anything going.
Boy, what a win mentally for Prairie after coming so close last night against a terrific Cedar Falls team, getting it down to the buzzer, and then coming back to win this one this afternoon against a very good Marion team.
Yeah, this was come off a hard loss, and then you got a Saturday. A lot of times girls are sluggish, and you know, they just don't want to get up for another game. And, you know, I'd love to see how Prairie came out. They came out fast, and they came out fast and got the, I believe it was a 15-4 start or something like that. And that was key. And you could tell their energy was up and ready to go and coming off a win. So the coach has got to be really pleased, not just that they beat a good team tonight, but they've played two good teams in a row and played them well.
And for Marion, it's a loss, but it's going to help them in the end. Playing a 5A team like this is going to do nothing but help you.
Yeah, and this is one that you don't like to have a loss any time, but this will be one that will you'll have some coaching opportunities after this one for next week for Coach Lauby.
Marion will be at Independence coming up on Tuesday night, and we'll see Prairie right back here against Jefferson coming up on Tuesday night. Our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game brought to you by Happy Joe's. Check them out at both of the locations, Lindale Drive and Williams Boulevard. And we're going to go Olivia Usher. She was just the floor general. Maybe more for the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I would agree 100%, Scott. I thought defensively, not only offensive, we all know Olivia can put the ball in the hole, but I think covering, you know, like I said earlier, this is going to be an interesting matchup with Olivia on Chloe, which I wouldn't have thought that matchup, and that ended up being a great defensive matchup for Prairie, and she did a really nice job.
So congratulations going out to the 5'9 senior Olivia Usher. She is tonight's player of the game. We're going to wrap things up here and get you ready for UNI basketball coming up at the bottom of the hour at 1600 AM. 107.5, 106.3 FM listeners, you will get the live Before the Boom pregame show from the Indianapolis Convention Center in Indianapolis, Indiana, getting ready for Big Ten football, the championship game, Iowa and Michigan State. Steve, we'll see you Tuesday night right back here.
That sounds good. I'll be looking forward to that game. I think you're going to see two teams that are fairly, extremely evenly matched, so that'll be fun to see that.
That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing. Big thanks to Rocky Bennett, the athletic director here at Prairie High School. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and a big thanks to everybody for tuning in here this afternoon on 1600 AM. For Steve Dozer, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this non-conference Metro battle tonight. It was Cedar Rapids Prairie knocking off fourth-rated 4A Marion 56-49. And so long from the Prairie Gym.